A very good morning, Namibia. Very good morning, the land of the brave. Thank you, Francina, for handing over the mic on this side of the country, on this side to the great region of Oceania regions. Good morning. Happy Independence Day. It's Independence Day today. Happy Independence Day. And the good thing is that everybody is celebrating independence in their own region. So you haven't done much of traveling. And we're also avoiding actually spending. I think this was a very good idea. This one thing, I'm taking off my hat for the government, deciding that everybody, we give you some budget. Everyone was given some budget actually to celebrate this in their own region. So happy Independence Day, Namibia, and happy Independence Day, every Namibian, wherever you find yourself, in Zambezi, Karas, you know, Erongo, Othonjungupa, Okunene, you know, Omsati, Ohangwena, and the Comas. And happy Independence Day. So, and a very good morning. And welcome to Mind Matters. And today, we join the people of Namibia in celebrating a remarkable milestone, 36 years of independence. So we are no longer, you know, a child. We have become, you know, adult. We are now an adult. If we were a country, now I'm asking you, if we were a person, okay, let's just have this fun, okay, on the show this morning. So if Namibia was a person, now we are 36 years old, okay? So if we were a person, what kind of person Namibia would be? Given, just think of Namibia as the country as it is now, and imagine if that country was a person, what would be that? What kind of a person Namibia would be? Now, I'll leave it up to you today. Let your imagination run wild. And think of what Namibia would be, what kind of a person Namibia would be. So, yes, 36 years of independence, 3.5 decades of freedom, I would say of resilience as well. We have also gone through a lot of challenges, a lot of difficulties, and the ongoing journey of national building. We still actually continue to build this country. So, yeah, and on the 21st, on the 21st of March, 1990, in a stadium, electric with joy, with tears as well, because, you know, it's something we are experiencing. We were, because some of us, there were tears in our eyes, you know, and thunder for free. You know, people, Namibia took her first breath as an independent nation. The world watched, Africa cheered, you know, because a sister country is getting independent. And we dare to dream, you know. So now we feel that we dare to dream. That night was not just the end of colonialism. It was not just an end of colonialism. It was an invitation. Okay? It was an invitation. Invitation to building something new. Something ours. Okay? Something that belonged to us. A Namibia shaped not by oppression, but by possibility. Namibia that is actually shaped by a possibility. 36 years on, we are still answering that invitation. Now, we have built a democracy that has held through elections, through transition of power, through moments of course, through moments of doubt as well, a moment of pride as well. And we have written a constitution that the world admires. Last year, we even made history again. We made history again, electing Africa's first female head of state. President Netumbo Nandi, Namibian first female head of state, not Africa, you know. So Namibia first female head of state. Get corrected there. So President Netumbo Nandi Ndaitu. That's a proof that, it's a proof that this nation continued to evolve, continued to reach higher levels, if you like. Well, and yet, if we also have to be honest with ourselves, and here on Mind Matters, honesty is what we do, we must also acknowledge that for many Namibians, independence has not yet fully arrived. Fully, I'm saying fully arrived. The wounds of inequality still run deep. Too many of our people go to sleep hungry in a land actually rich with diamond, with so much mineral, with so many minerals. And also possibilities. Not just that we have these minerals, but also possibilities, with so much possibilities. Too many young Namibians feel unheard, feel unseen, you know, feel uncertain about their future. The freedom we fought for must now be a freedom that feed the soul. Not just the flesh, but feed the soul. This year, independence theme called us beyond 35 for a prosperous future. But prosperity is not only measured in GDP figures, because we see that in GDP figures, or mining revenues. True national prosperity begins in the mind, in how we see ourselves, how we treat each other, and what we dare to believe is possible. What we dare to believe that is possible. So today, on the 31st Independence Day, I'm asking a question to every Namibian, young and old, you know, in Katima Muliro, in Carisbrooke, in Kavango, in Commerce, wherever you find yourself. The question is this: if we were building Namibia again, okay, if we were starting from today, okay, with all that we know, with all that we have experienced, all that we have learned, what values? Today we're going to look at what values should guide us. What values should guide us? What kind of Namibia do we truly want? Well, I can hear, you know, some of you are probably saying, but why look back? Eh? But why look back? Why imagine starting over when we have real problems to solve today? No, and that's, my friend, is exactly the right question to ask. So, but here is what I have learned in my many years, let's say my many years of counseling. Counseling individuals, families, and communities. Sometimes the most practical thing we can do is to step back and ask ourselves the fundamental questions. You see, when a person comes to, let's say for example, when a person comes to you for counseling, for example, confused about which direction to take in life, I often ask this question. I often ask them, if you could design your life knowing what you know now, what would matter most to you? If you could design your life knowing what you know now, what would matter most to you? Not what their parents want, not what their society expect, but what truly matter to them. What is that matter to you? This question does something very powerful. It does something very powerful. It clears away the noise, okay? So because there are so many noises, it strips away the accumulated habits and assumptions that have been built, you know, that we have been built up over the years. So, and politically, we can think that in terms of politically, social, economically. So we have built up this noise where, you know, we accumulated habits and assumptions. So it helps us now see with fresh eyes, okay, with a fresh. And today, I want us to do the same for our beloved Namibia. Okay, that's what I want us to do. So let me share something with you. Last month, I went to visit an old friend of mine. It's actually Habasubin, and I went to visit him there, and we sat and sharing a drink. Now, the friend of mine, he has seen it all. He grew up during the difficult times, experienced the struggle of the liberation movement, and has lived through the joys and challenges of independence. And as we watch young people pass by, laughing, talking on their phones, dressed in the latest fashion, he turned to me and said something that made me think a little bit. And that made me also think on this day. He said, you know what? When we were fighting for freedom, we knew exactly what we were fighting against. But I'm not too sure we ever truly agreed on what we were fighting for. And I felt a little bit confused of what he was saying. And I said, well, we knew. I think we knew what we were fighting for. He said, and kind of like go on a little bit arguing on that matter. And now, 30 plus years later, he said, I think we are still actually trying to figure that out. He said that in the end. We were kind of arguing, and later said, 35 years later, we're still actually trying to figure out that. That observation hit me hard a little bit, because in many ways, he was right. We knew what we did not want. We knew what we didn't want. We did not want oppression. We did not want inequality. We did not want foreign rule. We knew what we didn't want. But what did we want to put in its place? Now, in those places of those things that we didn't want, what is that we want to put in place? Yes, we have our constitution. We have our flags. We have our national anthem. But we have our leaders as well. We have so many things. But what are the deeper values that should guide us as we continue building this nation? What are the deeper values that should guide us as we continue building this nation? Today, I want to explore three values that I believe are essential for the Namibia we want to build. Three values that I really believe that these are essential to build the Namibia that we want. I'm not saying these are the only values that matter, but far from it. But in my work as a counselor and observer of human behavior, I have come to see these three as foundational. So they are unity in diversity, accountability and integrity, and compassion and social justice. So those are values that I want us to look at. And as we celebrate 36 of independence and looking at what Namibia we want to build from here. So maybe we start from here. Okay? It's always a beginning at a certain point. We come to a certain point where we said we will start to do things differently. But if we're moving forward, these are the values. As I said, there are other values that are very equally important, but I want us to look at these three, at this more three of this. Okay? Unity in diversity, accountability and integrity, and compassion and social justice. So those are things that we're going to talk about on this show. And remember, this is Mind Matter, even if it's independent. So we do what we normally do here. All right? We do what we normally do here. We, you know, if you going through, because we could be independent, we could be free physically, we could be free from operation that we're talking about, free from operation, from, you know, we now, we are now master of our own destiny. And we have done so much of this country. So, but they are we still free? Are we mentally free? Are we psychologically free? You know, are we emotionally free? You know, are we mentally health free? Maybe those are the questions that we need to look at. You know, there are also people who have come from, you know, who have been in war. Most of us have been in war, even if you are not have been really participating in a battlefield. So, but there are those who have been in a battlefield. So what have we done? What have we helped them psychologically, you know, to get, to be free? Have we helped them to be free psychologically? So those are some of the questions maybe that we need to look at. So are you free? Are you free psychologically? Are you free emotionally? Okay, as we celebrate this independence. And there are so many factors. There are so many factors that contributed to where we are, where you are at, you know. You could be in bondage of, or in prison in terms of relationship, in prison in terms of being jobless, in prison in terms of, you know, suffering, you know, maybe you have a terminal illness. So in prison, there are so many in prison that still actually, there are so many things that still imprison us beside being free as a country, you know. And how do we become free being? How do we become free? How do we have this independence in our own self? Okay, how do we have this freedom within our own self? So we're going to look at those three values and how do they help us to build the Namibia that we want. And please, you do welcome through. As usual, you are most welcome to come through as early as possible as you want. So because on this program, we're looking at our mental health, and this is a mental health hour, from now until the hour of 1 o'clock. So, and if you want to get in touch with me, 08333 66091 is the number that you can dial. We're coming to you live from Ondangwa Studio. So, yeah, if you find yourself having an issue that you want to discuss, or even answering my first question. You know what my first question? I said, Namibia is now 36. And if we were to see if Namibia was a person, what kind of a person do you think Namibia is? Or what type of a person Namibia would be? All right. So, and also then, what kind of Namibia we want? So those are some of the things that we can look at as we celebrate independence. So, yeah. What is our time? Let's look at today. Maybe let's look at some of the songs that we haven't heard for quite a while. Let's hear, you know, our legendary, you know, Jackson Kayewa, "The Wind of Change."
Ladies and gentlemen, this song is called "The Wind of Change Sweeping Across the African Continent." The wind of change sweeping across the African continent. The wind of
All right, that's Jackson Kawyema, the wind of change. All right, good morning, and welcome back. And today, as we celebrate, our 31st independence, we also remember, those who have contributed in many ways, in different ways. So not only political, but we have many, many, many other people, many Namibians, some of them who have actually gone before us, have contributed immensely to where we are. So, and there are still those, you as well, those who are alive, you also, have so much to contribute to the well-being of this country. So nobody's going to do it for us. We can complain. We can, criticize each other. We can, but we're doing that because we love this country, okay? We do that because we love country. And that is actually leading us to what I want, to the value that we need to look at. The unity in diversity. So what does the unity in diversity mean for you? As a value for this country moving forward. So now I know what you are thinking, unity in diversity. So sometimes it sounds like a slogan from government poster or something like that. But perhaps it has become a bit of a cliche when people talk about this. But let me tell you why this matters more than just a slogan. Why I believe it must be one of our foundational values if we are building Namibia from today. For from where we are now, So I want you to think about your family, okay? So let's look at that. Let's look about your own family for a moment. So in any family, there are different personalities. We have people with different personalities, with different interests, you know, different way of seeing the world. In just one family, okay? We don't see things the same way. And even if you are eight, born by the same father, by the same mother, you have different interests and you have different personalities. So, and you see the world differently. My own family, you know, my own family, like any Namibian family, is a mixture of traditions, you know, a mixture of traditions and modern influences. So we have relatives who still follow the old, you know, the old way closely, you know, those consulting traditional healers or observing some ancestral, you know, customs, you know, and we have those who are thoroughly modern. Okay, maybe some of us. So, with their eyes fixed on the global stage, So on what is happening now in the global stage. So, and sometimes, you know, these differences create tensions. You know, sometimes it creates tensions. But here is the beautiful thing. Okay, the beautiful thing is that despite these differences, when a crisis comes, not only when a crisis comes, but when a crisis comes, the family comes together. All right? The family comes together. When there is, let's say, for example, it's a funeral, when someone is really sick, you know, when a child needs help, the family unites. Not because everyone agrees on everything, but because there is a deeper bond that transcends the difference. This, my friend, is what unity in diversity truly means. So that's what unity in diversity truly means. Now, let's look at Namibia with our honest eyes, okay? The reason why I'm saying truly unity in diversity, we still actually find pocket of disunity in different sections. When I say different sections, it could be at a workplace. Yeah, it could be at a workplace. It could be a certain department. You know, it could be in government. It could be in certain private sector. It could be, you know, in different sections. But we are a nation of extraordinary diversity. We have different ethnic groups, different religious traditions, you know, different economic circumstances. We have people whose ancestors have walked this land for thousands of years. But we have also people whose family arrived more recently from other parts of Africa, from Europe, from Asia. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So, and from my experience, let's say from my counseling experience, I have worked with couples from different ethnic background. Now, let me tell you about I'm relating to this one, okay? To the whole question of unity and diversity. There was this couple, okay? Let's call them Anna and Joseph for now. Anna is Oswambo speaking, from a family that places a great importance on respect of elders and traditional ceremonies. All right? Joseph, now she was actually married to Joseph. Joseph is from a German Namibian background. All right? From a German Namibian background. With a German background is more individualistic kind of upbringing. So now, when they first actually came to see me, they were on the verge of divorce. So we just don't understand each other. That's what Anna said. We just don't understand each other. Everything is negotiation. Joseph added, and nothing is simple. So now Joseph was saying, everything is just negotiation and nothing is actually simple. Now, what I helped them to see or what I helped them see was just that their differences were not the problem. Okay? Their differences were not the problem. The problem was that they had not learned how to honor those differences while building something together. So you get the drift. They haven't learned how to honor those differences while building something together. And I think that's one thing that we have to learn, still to learn as a country, as a nation. We have to learn, you know, we have to learn our differences. We have to learn to respect our differences while we actually building something together. We have to learn how to honor those differences. Honor those differences. And in the meantime, as we honor those differences, we're still building something together. Now, you can take that now when you're looking at in terms of, that's also one thing that the president is trying to do. You know, recently he has been seeing people from different political parties. So we can be different in ideology. We can be different in political system that we want to advance in our country. We can be different in terms of ethnic group. We can be different in terms of languages or whatever. So, but we have to learn to honor. That's why I take diversity, unity in diversity. So we have to learn how to honor those differences while building something together. And over time, these two, I was talking about Joseph and Anna, over time, actually, they began to appreciate what each brought to the relationship. So if we can start to learn what each one of us, you know, in terms of idea, in terms of the richness of our cultures. So what are we bringing to this relationship? What are we bringing to this building, to this journey of building this nation? So Anna learned that Joseph's questions of tradition was not disrespect, but a different way of showing care. And Joseph learned that Anna's family obligation were not actually a burden on their marriage, but a source of strength and support. Because that's how the African, their source of strength and support. So today, they celebrated both Christmas and traditional family gatherings together. So their children speak multiple languages, which is actually a good thing. And they have created something beautiful from their diversity. So, now, I want you to imagine that. Imagine if we... could do this as a nation. Not erasing our differences, not pretending they do not exist. They do exist. But building a nation, building Namibia, where diversity is seen as a source of strength rather than a problem to be solved. As a source of strength rather than, okay, we need to solve this problem. And this requires something difficult. It requires something difficult. It requires us to move beyond mere tolerance. Eh? We shouldn't just be tolerating each other. Tolerance say, I will put up with you. That's what tolerance means. I will put up with you. But unity in diversity says, I see value in who you are. Do you understand? Unity in diversity says, I see value in who you are, and I'm richer because you are my neighbor. You are my fellow Namibian. So let me give you a real example from a recent history that gives me, well, that gave me some hope. Now, think about the response to the drought that has affected so many parts of our country. You know, you remember at that time? you know, these are something that I have covered also on Unpacking the Day. So when the images of suffering farmers and hungry family began to circulate, okay, something remarkable happened. You know, we people from all walks of life, all ethnic groups, all economic background, they came together to help. Yeah? And they never looked at who is who. Urban professional donated money, rural community shared the harvest, and young people organized relief efforts. There were some people who actually did some help. You know, political differences were set aside. In that moment of crisis, we saw that unity in diversity looks like what it looks like in practice. But here's my challenge now. Here's my challenge to you. Why does it take a crisis for us to remember that we are one people? If we were building Namibia from today, would we not want this unity to be our everyday reality? Not just something that emerges during emergencies, but everyday reality. So, and in my view, building unity in diversity requires three things. Okay? It requires three things. First, it requires a genuine curiosity about each other. So, maybe it's because of the background, my career background, I always want to know. I always want to know about people. It's fascinating knowing something different. How do these people think? How do they do things? I think that requires that genuine curiosity about each other. And it's only when we understand each other genuinely that we can build this country together. So think of this. How many of us have friends? I can ask you right now. How many of you have friends from ethnic groups different from your own? Really, really friends. How many of you? How many of us have taken the time to learn even a few words in a Namibian language we did not grow up speaking? Do you know what I mean? Now, secondly, it requires creating space where different voices are heard and valued. Hear me well. It requires creating space. We need to create space where different voices are heard and valued. You know, not just heard, but truly listened to. So it doesn't matter from where that I come from, because sometimes, even in small groups, you remember the reason sometimes we have this, whether it's a working environment, whether it's political part, whether it's in the parliament, because within different political parties, there are voices that are not being heard. And that's why you started to have these fractions, you know? There's the fraction that follows so-and-so, there's, you know? Do you understand? That's where I said. Eh? So this is where I said we have to create that. We have to creating a space where different voices are heard and valued. Different voices, no matter from who they're coming from. Once we do that, that's how then we start actually to build, you know, the Namibia we want. Now, thirdly, it requires to actively resist, those who divide us for their own gain, whether political, economic, or personal. Because there are those who can actively, those who may want to divide us for their own gain. Now, whether that is political or economic or whatever the intention might be. So now, it also, as I said, thirdly, it also requires us, that's unity in diversity, it also requires to actively resist those who would divide us for their own gain. Because there are those who uses the differences, you know, to to create division for their own for their own gain. So why can't we have SWAT, okay, LPM, SWAT boy coming to, let's say for example, going to Umsati. I know that he's not prevented to go, you know, go to Umsati for example, and freely be able to talk to people, be able to talk to people, and, but there could be some people who said, who would say certain things, smear, or the other way around. It doesn't matter. I'm just giving an example. Or you could be going. I have someone with an experience who went to work in, so Zwambo speaking, went to work deep somewhere in the Chodonjupa. And the kind of, you know, the kind of treatment they got in terms of attitude and approach, you know. So that's why I'm saying, you know, unity in diversity is very important. And we need to actively resist those who divide us for their own gain. Doesn't matter whether it's politically, religiously, or whatever the case may be, or economically. Now, I want to tell you a moment that touched me, okay, that touched my heart recently. I had, I was in Opuo, okay, I was in Opuo in the Kunene region, conducting a community workshop, okay, one Saturday, so conducting a community workshop. During a break, I watched a group of children playing football. Now, these children were from different ethnic backgrounds, Himbas, Hereros, and Vambu. Now, they were communicating a mixture of languages. But somehow they understood each other perfectly, okay? They understood each other perfectly. So when one child actually fell and scraped his knees, the others rushed to help, not caring what group he came from. Do you understand? Not caring what group he came from. They were just children helping a friend. It's simple in looking at it, but when I'm thinking of this, you know, unity and diversity, that really comes to my mind. I thought to myself, this is the Namibia we want. Not a Namibia where differences are erased, but a Namibia where differences do not determine our worth. Our difference do not determine our worth. A Namibia where a child scraped his knees matter more than which language their parents speak. So that's the Namibia we want. That's the unity in diversity that I'm talking about. All right. So, you understand what I'm trying to say? As a value moving forward, I think that's a value that we need to develop more. Unity in diversity. That's a value that we need to develop more. In different sectors of our life. All right, there's another value that I want us to develop. That's accountability and integrity. And we're going to look at that when we come back. So let's get into some of our legendaries who have gone before us. They left us with good memories. So, Rashihama, Nekwa.
And all of your mama. Now, wow.
for you. Whatever she has to do, I know she loves you. Oh, oh. Mama born man, she had the queen. Enough respect in every aspect. She man a kind point. Meme boy, yeah.
Just attribute or just attribute to the founding president, a very good founding father of the nations as we celebrate Independence Day today. Good morning and welcome back. Welcome back. And it's good to have you this morning on this special day as we celebrate our 31st independence. So the question I'm asking earlier on is what if Namibia was a person, what kind of a person Namibia would be? So what kind of a person Namibia would be? What kind of personality Namibia would be? So yeah, tell us. So it's just something for us to know how you see Namibia, and also what do you want? What kind of Namibia you are? You want, if we were to start off now, you know, knowing what we know, having an experience, what we have gone through, what kind of Namibia you want, what kind of Namibia you would like to build. So those are some of the questions that if you come through, you can have, you can engage with me or engage on the values that we're talking about. As we're building the new Namibia from now, what are the values that you propose we build? What are the values that we should hold in building Namibia? So I talked about university, unity in diversity, not university, unity in diversity. And what are the values you think, you know, we need? What other values do we need to build a new Namibia that we all be proud of? Okay, the Namibia that we all be proud of. So, as I said, unity in diversity is very important because we need to hold each other's hand, no matter who we are, no matter what sector. And this is not just in terms of ethnic groups, not just in terms of our political differences. It is in every aspect of our life. So we need to, you know, to look each other in the eyes and value who we are, no matter who we are. Okay? And see each other as valuable to the building of the house that we want to build, as Dr. Hage Geingob used to say. So the other value that I think is very, very important. As I said, there are other equal important values as well. But I'm looking at these three values. This equally important is the value of accountability and integrity. You know, and these words get thrown around a lot in political speeches and newspapers' editorials. But what do they really mean for the Namibia we want to build? What do they mean for the Namibia we want to build? Let's start with an example. This is someone I know really. So I'm calling him Simon, you know. He had been just offered a government job. Simon had been just offered a government job, a good position with a decent salary. But during the interview process, it became clear to him, to Simon, that the job was not being offered based on his qualification. So someone had recommended him because of his family connection. As much as he was very happy actually to get the job, it also bothered him because of his values, of what he believes, you know, of his integrity. Okay? He was actually bothered him a lot because he knew there were better candidates. Now, and this is the kind of moral dilemma that many Namibians face every day. I'm just giving an example of job offered. There are many areas where integrity becomes a problem. We live in a system where connection often matter more than competency. Where who you know can be more important than what you can do. And that actually is bringing our country down. So that's why I say this value is very, very, very important. So, and we're not pointing fingers here, or to a particular group, or to a person, to a certain person. No, this is a pattern that runs through our entire society. And it's something, is the value that we need really to hold. And my friend, every decision we make is a vote for the kind of society we want. And I'm talking to you as an individual. Every decision you make is it's kind of like a vote for the kind of society we want. Because every time we choose the easy path over the right path, you know, sometimes we more like we choose the easy path instead of the right path. So every time we do that, we are building a certain kind of Namibia. Every time we choose integrity over convenience, for example, we are building a different kind of Namibia. So integrity is not just about honesty, okay? It's not just being honest when it is easy. Integrity is about being honest when it costs you something. When it costs you something, that's what integrity is all about. So let's talk about accountability as well, because accountability is a partner of integrity. They are partners. Integrity is about doing the right thing when no one is watching. That's integrity. So when you're doing the right thing, when no one is watching, when no one is watching, accountability is about being answerable for our action when people are watching. So that's the difference. The other one is doing the right thing when people are not watching, when nobody's watching. And accountability is now being answerable. You're being answerable for our action, for your action, when people are watching. So if we are building Namibia from today, what would a culture of accountability look like? What would be a culture of accountability look like? I just given an example of who did I saw? Was it John? I said, I make up a name. So, yeah. So in my work with families, for example, I often see what happens when there is no accountability. Okay? So a father who drinks too much, for example, but no one confront him, for example. Okay? You have a father who drinks too much and no one confronting him. Or a mother who favor one child over others, but no one speaks up. Eh? Or a teenager who breaks rules but faces no consequences, for example. Over time, these small, and I'm giving you these small, failures. Those are small failures of accountability. Yeah? So, and over time, as I said, over time, these small failures of accountability accumulate. So when they accumulate, now resentment build. Just translate that into in terms of the country. The family becomes dysfunctional, and then years later, everyone wonders how things got so bad. It's exactly the same. Our nation is like extended family. When people in position of power are not held accountable, when resources are misused without consequences, when promises are made and broken without anyone being called to answers. So we are creating a culture where such behavior can become normal. So we are teaching the next generation that this is how things work in Namibia. So, but here's the thing about accountability. It starts with each one of us. It starts with us, each one of us. Yes, we need stronger institutions. Yes, we need better laws. Yes, you need to enforce those laws. But institutions are made up of people. So when I'm talking accountability, I'm not just talking about leaders. I'm talking each one of us. Laws are implemented by people. You are the one who is implementing this law. And if we, as people, do not value accountability in our own lives, if you don't value accountability in your own lives, how can we expect our leaders to value it actually in their own life? Eh? Just as you don't value it in your own life, they also don't maybe value it in their own life. So it starts with each one of us. So, let me ask you something. When you are driving and there are no police around, okay, I'm not talking to someone, and there are no police around, do you still stop at the red light? Or do you still drive at the limited speed? When you find a phone on a top, on a countertop, someone was maybe being helped, and then they forgot their phone there. Do you try to find the owner? Do you try to get that phone and try to give that back to the phone back to the owners? When you make a mistake at work, let's get at work, do you admit it and try, or you try to cover it up? So these small decisions, now I want you to multiply across millions of Namibian every day. You see, that shape the character of our nation. You shape the character of our nation. That's why I'm asking, what kind of person is Namibia? If Namibia was a person. Because you are the one who shape the character of this person. So, I want to tell you about a moment that gave me hope anyway. So, there was a taxi rank. I mean, it was at the taxi rank here in Ondangwa. And I witnessed something, I wouldn't say remarkable, but, you know, a taxi driver had overcharged a passenger. You know, I think she's not a regular person that takes a taxi. A young woman who clearly did not, you know, know the correct fare. So another passenger, an old woman, not too old, but older woman, spoke up. She said, no. And she said that firmly and said, you are charging her too much. And she said, that's not right. So the tax driver started to argue, but then the other passengers joined in. In the end, the driver returned the extra money. So I watched that young woman now phase, and she learned something important that day. You know, in this Namibia, people will stand up for what is right. So they will stand up for what is right. If we are building Namibia today, if we are building Namibia from today, accountability and integrity would be non-negotiable values. That should be non-negotiable values. We would teach our children that their word is their bond. We would create a system where action have consequences, both positive. It doesn't matter, both positive and negative. We would celebrate, as I said, we would celebrate those who do the right thing, especially when it is difficult. And we would also refuse to excuse wrongdoing, even when the wrongdoers is someone, could be someone we like, or someone from our family, or someone from our own group. So we would refuse to excuse wrongdoing. And that's the value that I want us to look at as we move from today's, from this celebration. As I said, there's always a starting point where we look at things differently. All right? So, and let's get into. So that's the second value. What is your value that you would like as we build in Namibia, as we build from there, as we build Namibia from this celebration into the future? What values do you want us to build our country on, our nation on? What are those values? So please do come through and have your share your vibe. Where are you? Where are you celebrating, you know, the independence? What are you doing? How's the vibe there? And if you're not at any celebration, what are you doing? How are you celebrating the 31st independence? So, and my two questions, what if Namibia was a person, what kind of a person would she be? Because she's a female, what kind of a person she would be, or he would be a female as well. It could be a male as well. So, and what kind of Namibia do we want from today? What kind of Namibia can we construct moving forward? So, all right. So we're going to come back after this commercial and also from the music break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
It. Of course it's Linda, this one is bigger, alongside Road Boy Zig Zag. I say, of course it's Linda, this one is bigger, alongside Peter Zeng, but she never made it. One leg in the water, another one in the fire, we come. Dangerous combination. A blister.
Everything will be alright.
Is everything gonna be all right? That's Linda featuring Petersons, I believe. And of course, we believe that Namibia will be, you know, all right. So, good morning and welcome to Eagle FM. And this is Mind Matter. And we're looking at the, we're celebrating the 31st. We're celebrating the 36th year of independence, and I'm asking you, if Namibia was actually a human being, was a person, what kind of a person is she? Normally countries are she. What kind of a person would she be? Given what we know, what we have gone through, and what we have experienced so far. So what kind of a person she would be? All right. And we're also looking at, you know, if we have to start all over, if we have to start all over, we have a chance now to start all over. So what kind of Namibia we want? Okay. What kind of Namibia we want? And what values, especially we're looking at values, that we want to have that would actually help us to get where we want to go. Okay. So. Yeah, I look at there are two values that I looked at already. One is unity and diversity. The second one is also integrity and accountability. I believe that if we have these values and integrate these in the fiber of our life, every Namibian, we will definitely be able to achieve what we want to achieve. And if we talk about integrity and accountability, That means, you know, it means that, you know, remember when I said integrity is things that you do, you know, when no one is actually watching. So, and how much when we talk about corruptions in this country, it's because certain people lack integrity. Okay. And when we're talking about, enforcement of law, of policy, it's because certain people don't have account, they are not accountable to things that they should be, to the priorities and responsibility that they should be. So, yeah, that's why I feel that that value of integrity, integrity and accountability is also very, very, very important. And I think the other value that I think is very important is compassion and social justice. Now, compassion and social justice, these two words belong together. I believe they belong together, you know. Compassion without justice can become mere sentimentality. And justice without compassion can become cruelty, you know. So, but together they create something, something powerful. And let me tell you about an experience that shaped my understanding of these values. Years ago, you know, when there was this the whole crisis of flooding, of the flood, I was working with a community in the north, in an area that had been actually devastated by flood, by drought and flood in the same year, if you can say that. So the people were struggling. Yeah? Crops had failed. Livestock had died. Children were really going hungry. And I watched as various organizations came to help. Now, some brought food, some brought medicines, you know, some brought clothes. And all of this was good. All this was good. But I noticed something interesting. You know, some of the helper came with a certain attitude, you know. They would arrive in their nice vehicles, you know, distribute their aid and take photographs for their, you know, social medias and leave. So, and there was a sense that they were doing something for these people, but not really with these people, if you like. But then there was a small group that operated differently. They came and stayed. They listened. They asked questions. And they involved the local leadership in decision-making. And they treated the people not as recipient of charity, but as partner, kind of like as partner in solving the problems. So, and you know that, and you know what? So the community responded differently to them as well. So when that group left, the community continued the project they had actually started together. So the relationship had been one of the dignity, not dependency. So, and this, I think, is what compassion with justice look like. That's what compassion with justice look like. So in Namibia today, we have significant inequality, something that we're talking about on Unpacking the Day. So we have areas of great wealth and areas of desperate poverty. So we have excellent private schools and overcrowded government classrooms. So we have world-class private hospitals and clinics, yeah? But we have also clinics that lack basic medicines, yeah? So we have neighborhood, you know, with swimming pools and neighborhood without cleaning waters, without clean water to drink. So this is not just an economic problem. It is a moral problem. And if we are building Namibia from today, this is something we must face honestly. This is something that we must face completely. I mean, honestly. Now, I'm not a politician, okay? I'm not going to prescribe specific policies. What I can speak about from my years of counseling and observation is the human dimension of inequality. We see that human dimension of inequality. You see, inequality does not just mean that some people have some money than others. Inequality creates a psychological and social wounds that go deeper. You know, that go deeper in human psyche. So, and it doesn't matter from what side you're coming from. I have counseled young people from wealthy families who feel empty despite having everything money can actually buy. And I have counseled young people from poor families who have brilliant mind but no opportunity to develop them. Yesterday, day before yesterday, there was even someone who was talking when I asked, what have you done for this country? Because I said, I want to people to blow their own horn, their own trumpet, you know, of what they have done for the country. So, and there was this guy, a probably young one, he said, you know, we couldn't do something from what he's saying because we came up with ideas, but there wasn't the opportunities for almost 20 years. So, and when we're looking at as I said, You have wealthy families that feel empty, and also now poor people who think they aren't poor families who have brilliant mind but no opportunity to develop them. So both groups suffer, though in different ways. You know, the wealthy young people or young person often struggle with a lack of purpose, having never had to struggle for anything maybe. I'm not saying all of them, but that for some that I have spoken to. The poor young person struggle with frustration and sometimes hopelessness, having so much potential but so few chances, like the person I was referring to yesterday. Namibia, built on compassion and a social justice, would ask different questions. It would ask different questions. Instead of asking only how can I succeed, we would also ask how can my success contribute to the success of others. Instead of asking only what can I acquire, we would also ask what can I share. Well, I'm not naive. I know that there are those who take advantage of generous system. And I know that simply giving things away, it does not solve problems. But true compassion is not about enabling dependency. It's about creating opportunities. And that we need to do. That we need to do in this country. Let me share a story that illustrates this, okay? A woman came to the woman that I saw. Let me call her Martha, okay? Martha had been struggling for years, raising her children alone after her husband passed away. Now, she had a small business selling kapana at the market, but she could barely make ends meet. Now, she had received various forms of assistance over the years, but nothing seemed to change her situation fundamentally. Now, during our conversation, I discovered that Martha had a remarkable talent for numbers, something that I don't. Yeah, some talent for numbers. She had been keeping detailed record of her small business, all in her head, just in her head. She can remember that. She could tell you exactly how much she spent on supplies each day, exactly how much profit she made, exactly which days were best for sales. But she had never had any formal training, and she did not know how to scale up her business. Now, there was a program I connected Martha with a small business development program. It still has an office in Ongodiva. She learned basic accounting. She learned about pricing strategies. And she learned about accessing credit. Today, Martha actually ran a successful catering business. She's running now a catering business. She employs how many? She employs five other women from her community. And she did not need someone to give her money. She needed someone to see her potential and help her develop it. And this compassion, that is compassion with justice. That's what we need to do. So moving forward. So in the Namibia, I want us to build, every person would have the opportunity to develop their potential. Every child would have access to quality education, regardless, you know, of where they were born or how much money their parents have. Every person who falls ill, for example, would receive decent health care. Every elderly person would be able to live out her life or their life or their final years with dignity. These are not impossible. So these are not impossible dreams. They are choices we make as a society. And here's something about compassion that we're talking about. It is contagious sometimes. Compassion is the contagious. When we act with genuine care for others, it inspires others to do the same. So, and we have seen this. You know, I have seen this in community. I have seen this happen in community across Namibia. One person decided to start a feeding program for hungry children and others join, you know. So it is very contagious. Let's just start to do that. So, as I said, compassion must be combined with commitment to justice. Justice means looking at why some people are poor in the first place. It means examining system and structure, not just individual circumstances. It means asking hard questions about land, about resources, about opportunities. So I know, and sometimes these are not comfortable questions to engage in. But if we are building Namibia from today, we cannot avoid them. So we cannot avoid these questions. All right? So our time is about 43 minutes past the hour of 12. Let's look at some of the song. Let's have some break with the song. We're gonna come in a few.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
fiti gore ke mokae ke bua le lemele.
All right, welcome back. And a very good morning to you. Or midday. It's already midday. It's already good afternoon, actually. So welcome back and happy Independence Day, wherever you find yourself, wherever you are in this beautiful land of the brave. It is our day today. And hope wherever you are, you're having a good times. You are celebrating the independence. And my question was, you know, what I wanted you to, what are you discussing with your colleagues or something? If Namibia was a person, what kind of a person is that? Depending on what we have gone through as a country. So what kind of a person would be? Well, she would be, because she's a female. And, yeah. And what kind of Namibia, we want, to build? So we have talked about three values that I believe should guide us. And I believe that these are not the only values. And I wanted you to come through as well and talk about what values moving forward that you want us to have as we build Namibia from today. So the three values that I believe should guide us if we are building Namibia from today, unity in diversity, accountability and integrity, accountability and integrity, and compassion with social justice. Compassion with social justice. So, and you know, sometimes when I speak about values, people look at, you know, sometimes look at me like I'm being unrealistic or idealistic. Okay. Sometimes people feel that you're being idealistic. And they say, well, that sounds nice, but the real world does not work that way. So, but I want to challenge that thinking. I really want to challenge that thinking. Values are not just lofty words. You know, they are not just lofty words we put on the posters or something like that. Values are those, are the invisible architecture of society. Okay? Every society that succeeds, that goes somewhere in life, that build, it's built on this invisible architecture. Okay? They determine how we treat each other, how we make decisions, and what kind of future we create. Every successful family, every successful organization, every successful nation has value that guide it. The question is not whether we have values. The question is whether we have the right values and whether we are willing to live by them. So my challenge to you today is this. What kind of Namibia do we want? What kind of Namibia do you want? And I'm not talking in abstract terms, but in concrete reality. What kind of Namibia do you want your children to inherit? What kind of Namibia do you want to be remembered for helping to build? Because you have a responsibility as well to build this Namibia you want. So there was this story, you know, that has stayed with me for many years, because it does make sense. When we're looking at the difference that we want to make in life for ourselves and for others. An old man was walking along the beach that was covered with starfish that had been, you know, washed up by the storm. A young boy was picking up the starfish one by one and throwing them back into the sea. The old man watched for a while and then said, Why are you doing that? There are thousands of starfish. You cannot possibly make a difference. So the boy picked up another. So the boy actually picked up another starfish and threw it into the sea. And the boy said, it make a difference to that one. You see? we may not be able to transform all Namibia, the whole of Namibia, overnight. All right? But every act of unity, every choice for integrity, every expression of compassion make a difference. So, and when millions of us make these choices together, that is how nations are transformed. And as we close the day, as we come to the end of the show this morning, so I want to invite you to do three things this week. First, reach out to someone from a different background than your own. We're talking about the unity and diversity here, the value that we talked about. Have a real conversation. Listen more than you speak. Okay? Second, examine one area of your life where you can be more honest or accountable. Because accountability starts with us. It might be small, but it makes a change. Okay? And thirdly, find one way to show genuine compassion, you know, to someone in need. So if we develop this kind of value, Namibia will totally be different. It shouldn't be charity from above, but solidarity, you know, solidarity from beside. That I'm walking with you. So that I'm walking with you. All right? The Namibia we want is not just a dream. It is a choice. It should be a choice. A choice we make every day in how we live, how we treat each other, and what we value. The question is not whether we can build the Namibia we want. The question is whether we will. All right? So, and before I say goodbye and hand over to, I think today we have David. He's the one who is doing the realm of historic. Let's have a another music before we say goodbye. Maybe we can have
Siwe kuvali we kutende kulikwangula chinyama hosi alanda kumunda ikalionde nde kumonga nguluwe Kumosiwe kuvali we kutende kulikwangula chinyama hosi alanda kumunda ikalionde nde kumonga nguluwe Ndakumaye yayao Ndakutake yayao ndikatambulo wanga Ndakumaye yayao Ndakumaye yayao Ndakutake yayao ndikatambulo wanga Ndakumaye yayao Amai ndikatambulo wanga Ndakutake yayao Ai ndikatambulo wanga Ndakumaye yayao Awoyo ndikatambulo wanga Ndakutake yayao Ai ndikatambulo wange Ndakumaye yayao Amai ndikatambulo wanga Olohombo kepya kepya Olohombo kepya kepya Olohombo kepya kepya Olohombo kepya kepya Aye katuli vali Aye katuli vali Aye katuli vali Aye katuli vali Heya Nukuka nukuke Hey, 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 hey ok? Omboyo yende.
Okay, that's Perola Omboi, and that's actually bring us to the end of our show this morning. Just to maybe summarize what we talked about today, we're looking at if we were to start over today, what kind of Namibia we want. And we looked at key messages. We're looking at three values. I looked at three values that we needed to look at: unity in diversity, our differences are a source of strength, not division. Building unity requires genuine curiosity, creating inclusive space, and resisting those who would actually divide us. So that's the key message that we look at there. We look at also then a value of accountability and integrity. Every decision is a vote for the kind of society we want. Integrity means doing the right thing, even when it's costing something. So an accountability start with each one of us. So and compassion with social justice is a true compassion create opportunities, not dependency. So social justice require examining systems, not just individual circumstances. So every act of compassion, as I said, is very contagious. So it must be start with you. And that bring us definitely to the end of our show. So thank you for spending these hours with me. And thank you for your open heart and mind. Until we meet again next week, remember, your mind matters. Your values matter, and you matter. And this is your host, Michael Severi, signing off. Go well, and happy Independence Day, Namibia. All right, and I'm going to hand you in the hands of David, coming up with the historic, with the realm of historic. Goodbye for now.